So you're a Christian. Or maybe you're not yet. Maybe you are. I was. And I want to be. Or don't tell me I'm not. Right? Somewhere in on that spectrum. What if John the Baptist were to say to you today, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance." If John said that to you when you came down to the Jordan River to be baptized, if John was the guy preaching in this sermon, he said, "What are you doing here?" What would you say to John to let him know, no, he's gotten it all wrong? No. Other people, brood of vipers, not me. What would you say to him? By what act, by what position of faith are you justified in the face of John the Baptist who said, "You fakers, what are you doing here?" Because that's what he did. That's what the scripture teaches. You can read that. It's in Luke chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. It's in the Bible that you've opened in front of you. What would you say to convince John the Baptist that you were a fruitful follower of Jesus who is growing, who is making ready, who's making a way? What would you say? Now, you're not doing these things to earn it, to come and say, "God, look what I did, see? I'm a good girl. I'm a good boy. I did everything right." That's not the point of the sermon. The point of the sermon is, is there evidence in your life that this is going on? Not that you're a good girl, you're a good boy, you do everything you're told, but that if you are alive, does it show? Right? Yeah. The word disciple in Greek, it's mathetes, as if you needed to know that, but it means learner, right? So this is consistent with the mission of Jesus that we read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you." Find learners and you teach them. That's what Jesus said. That's the Great Commission. That's actually the mission statement of this church. You find it in documents that float around it. In a church meeting, we said, "What do we stand for? What do we do?" And said, "That's the mission. Go and make disciples." So that's good news. That's what we do. We go. So a disciple is a learner. A disciple is a disciple maker. So you find other learners and teach, right? A learner who has learned how to teach others. Does that describe you? Because you say, "I'm a disciple. I'm a fruitful disciple." And I would say, Jesus said the fruit is that you teach others who want to know. The fruit is that you're able to describe this thing you believe. So if you're in here and you're in this room and you're a believer, someone has told you about what there is to believe. In the butt of it, in the kernel of it, that Jesus died for your sin. Because you're a sinner, but all sin was punished at the cross for anyone who asks forgiveness, turns from their sin to follow God, and he took that sin to the grave. It will never be dealt with. Right? No sin tried twice in the court of God. Your sin, if it's been dealt with by Jesus Christ, you won't answer for. And then he rose again because God has power to give life and, yes, to forgive sin. And by that promise, you have hope that you will live eternally with God because of Jesus Christ, not because of you. Someone in your life has told you that if you're here and you believe that. Now, if you believe that, and if Jesus is Lord, then you follow him. You don't do what you want to do. You follow Jesus. So a disciple is a person who hasn't painted black all over the painting of hope in their life. They're a person who walks in the light as he is in the light. They're a person who's been cleansed from their sin and removed everything that comes between us and God so that it can be seen that there is hope. There is hope for you because he saved me. I can tell you bad stories about Dave Fraser, but I wouldn't want you to stop listening to me next Sunday because you think, how could God use a sewer pipe like that guy? I'm better now. I'm not done. I'm much better. You're the same way. You're in here. You know what you're like. Your mirror tells you who you are. And God is changing that. He won't let you paint over that painting with the black, black, black of night that casts out all hope. He's changing that. So then, the disciple is a learner who has learned to teach others, and you are a learner who is growing to the point where you can teach. Then you can teach another to understand what God is like. You know what you think about God. You know who God is. God told you who He is in Scripture that you're growing in familiarity with because you read it, because you know it, because you've come to know God and you understand that anybody who knows God knows from this book. The BBC doesn't tell you about God. The BBC tells you about men's theory about God. The BBC will trump up some educator from a far-off corner of academia who says, well, if there was an Adam and Eve, and that's rubbish, and so you just need to know God. And then look to this source that all people who know God says is the Word of God, where you can know Him. And know Him well enough that you could tell anybody else who ever came into your path, oh, what's the point? What's the meaning of life? What's it all about? I mean, if there's a God, oh, there's a God. That's us. That's a tall order, isn't it? I have no idea. Except to look over my shoulder at my life and tell you the steps of incremental saying yes to God leading me to serve Him, to end up in this pulpit. Never in my life as a little boy did I say, when I grow up, I'm going to Scotland. I'd like to leave one of the largest cities in the United States to teach in a village along the hill foots of Scotland. And it is my honor and it is my reward for all I've put up with in life to be here today. I am saying that. If you're serious about that, at least stepping up as a beginner to the mark, then John the Baptist's words are not meant for you. Right? If you're a people pleaser, if you're a looky-loo, if you're a comfortable observer, or even if you're a good person who just tries to be good, well, there's room to feel uncomfortable in this room today. Because those things don't cut it. Just being really good, it doesn't cut it. Is your sock drawer in good order? Help me. But that's not what justifies us before God. John said of Jesus in Luke chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, He who is mightier than I is coming, and the strap of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in His hand to clear out His threshing floor and to gather the wheat into His barn, but the chaff He will burn with unquenchable fire. So what about your life, Christian, reflects Holy Spirit and fire? Jesus came, He will baptize you in Holy Spirit and fire. What about your life speaks of that?